Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Joe Crutcher. Joe Crutcher asks, should I join a team that's local but not building as I would prefer, or reach out to someone building in ways I desire to work? Okay, so it's an interesting question for sure. And you know, my answer there is, I don't know that it's ever a good time to join with a team that isn't building. And I know that, you know, this is coming from an interesting perspective, I think, because, you know, we've recruited people all over the world. We've recruited people in Singapore, Australia, you know, all over, right? UK, everywhere. And it is interesting because some people do have a propensity to want to join local teams. Now, I will tell you, maybe I'm old-fashioned, I don't know, but if someone local introduces me to the company, then I feel a loyalty to join that person. And that's what I would suggest. I mean, that's just how I roll. I know not everyone does that, but I'm kind of, hey, if someone introduces me to it, and maybe I wouldn't know about it unless they introduced me, then I'm grateful to that person and I would join that person. The end of the day, regardless of having an amazing upline or an upline that doesn't do anything, you are the person that is responsible for your actions. If you find out about a company and no one told you about it, right? So I don't know how necessarily. Maybe you, I don't know how you would find out about a company if no one told you about it. But let's say that's the case, and you have your choice of joining locally. No one introduced you to it, but you can join locally. You can find someone local or work with someone who's, develop skills in ways that you desire to work. Then in that particular scenario, I would sign up with the person that had the skills that you wanted to learn. Now, again, if someone local introduces me, then I would feel a loyalty to them and I would join. That's just me. That's, you know, probably not everybody, I'm sure. But that would be my thing. And, you know, the whole must have local representation is baloney. It really is. I know a lot of people that they insist on joining someone local and they don't do anything anyway. So, you know, that has so little to do with your success. It's ridiculous. So my suggestion is understand that you are the one in the driver's seat. You're the one that is going to make it happen or not, whether you have someone local or not. So there you go. That's my feedback for you. That's my suggestions. Hopefully that helps you out. And also, if you want more training like this, feel free to visit our blog at rayhigdon.com. That's rayhigdon.com. We have a free audio on there called 29 Sources of Leads, so you never run out of people to talk to ever again. And you can download that for absolutely free. So there you go, my friends. We'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.